朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
今天神在乎的不是 amount,
brothers and sisters, because of this one widow, and it's not the amount that the God cares about.
神在乎的不是数额
what God cares about is not the number.
神在乎的是我们对主的爱。
God cares about our love for Him.
神在乎的是我们向着主的心。
God cares about our heart towards Him.
弟兄姊妹，要趁着机会，而且我们要把最好的全然献给主。
And brothers and sisters, again, while it is still now, we need to give our utmost to the Lord.
所以我们圣徒诗歌六十九首，以上华兹的这首歌，我们都这么喜欢唱。
And again, we love this particular hymn, hymn 69.
他说：“假若宇宙都归我手，尽以奉主，人绝可休。”爱既如此奇妙深厚，当得我心我命所有。
The last verse says, with the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，当我们真看见这个的时候，我相信我们会欢欢喜喜。而且很甘心的求主来悦纳我们的奉献。
Brothers, as we ponder upon these words, I trust that really we will have a heart of delight as we come and offer to God.
我们会觉得主啊，如果我的奉献能够叫你的心喜乐，让你的旨意可以更通行，值得。
And we would say, God, if my offering can cause you delight and that your will could be done, oh Lord, then it is worth it.
我前一阵子讲到宇宙的浩瀚啊。一千亿个银河系，每一个银河系一千亿个星球，100 billion.
We talked about 100 billion galaxies and 100 billion galaxies within the universe.
耶稣是这个宇宙的创造者，万有是借着他造的，是为着他造的。
And Jesus is the creator of it all. All things were made for him and through him.
我们说，如果我们真看见属性的是谁
，If we truly see who we have believe in.
我说，连我们在他面前谦卑的说：“主，我不过是海边的一粒细沙。”我说，我们都是太骄傲了。
And I say for us to even claim that I am a grain of sand in your presence, it is still prideful.
那他居然会爱我这一粒连沙都不如的。
But yet he would love me, someone that is not worthy as a grain of sand.
他居然能够为着我爱他奉献给他，他的心欢喜。
And he would take delight.And the notion that I would love him, that I would offer to him.
哎，这是一件太特别的事情啊。
And this is something very special.
所以我们现在看到第三个，主居然会悦纳我们。
And thirdly, the Lord actually would accept our offerings.
我说这是一个福音。
And I say this itself is a gospel.
首先我们看见这件事情那么样子的叫耶稣感动。
And foremost, we see what Mary has done, it really moved Jesus.
我们常常讲玛利亚的这瓶太贵了，太贵了。
And oftentimes we'll hear people say that this jar, this fragrant oil is too expensive.
是玉。瓶呢
？And it's an alabaster jar.
一年的工资啊
！And it's the price of a year's wage.
一个女孩子最大的心爱，为了出嫁用的。
The love of a woman's heart. This is what she would use on her wedding day.
我们常常在这里讲这个东西，这个东西。
And we keep talking about this jar, this jar.
但是当一个对一个真正愿意爱耶稣，把自己奉献给耶稣的时候
，But concerning someone who truly loves Jesus.Who's willing to offer themselves to him?
他在乎的，他强调的，甚至他骄傲的，他根本不是在于他所献的是什么。
What he cares about, what he or she is proud of, is not the offering that they bring.
他只有一件事情，想叫主喜悦。
There is only one thing that they would please the Lord.
所以我常常讲爱。一个人是不是在谈恋爱，是不是在爱里面，至少有两个很大的特点、
啊。And I say there are two particular characteristics when you can identify someone who is in love.
我就不考你们了，从单身考到结婚，也不知道考了多少人。哪两件事啊
？What are the two things?
第一个，你喜欢花时间跟他在一起，对不对
？Foremost, you love to spend time with that person.
第二个
，Secondly,
你愿意讨他喜悦嘛
？You want to please that person.
怎么都好像不懂的样子。
It's like nobody understands.
最简单的两件事情嘛。
Such two simple things.
最真爱耶稣，你会喜欢来聚会，你喜欢读经，你喜欢跟他在一起。
If you really love Jesus, you like to come in an assembly where we worship, and you love to spend time in His Word. You would love to pray.
而且真爱耶稣，你一定会想象有个 strong desire to praise Him, 对不对？
Then if you truly
心愿要去满足他。
If you truly love Jesus, you would have a strong desire to do things that would please Him.
有人讲初期教会。这么多这么多的人根本没受过什么文化没有什么教育的
And they said the early church many many of them were not educated
他们不过市井小民是渔夫是 很普通的人、
There were fishermen they were just you know ordinary people
论钱没有钱论地位没地位论学问没学问
They have no money they have no position they have no education
那为什么借着这十二个人如果把整个宇宙改过来 整个世界改过来
How can God turn this entire world with just these 12 men?
因为神的话在他们手中，真理救恩在他们手里。
Because the word of God is within their hands, truth and grace is in their hands.
第二个，他们靠着圣灵的能力在这里传福音。
And secondly, by the power of the Holy Spirit, they are speaking the gospel.
然后说第三件事情就是他们有一颗完全爱耶稣的心。
Thirdly, they have a singular heart that loves Jesus alone.
弟兄姊妹，光这三件事情 turn the world upside down.
Brothers, these three ingredients turn the entire world upside down.
借着神的话，神的救恩真理出来。
By the word of God, His salvation, His truth came forth.
借着圣灵的工作
by the working of the Holy Spirit.
然后也借着神百姓对主的那份爱
and then by the love of God's people.
甘心把自己交在主的手中为他活
they more than willing offer themselves unto the Lord to live for the Lord.
所以当玛利亚把自己献给主的时候
so when Mary offered herself to the Lord,
别人都定睛在她奉献的事情上
everyone's eyes is focused on the offering.
甚至责备她是用很重的话叫做责备
and they even rebuked her.
他们在这里讲的说不是只是怪他哈 有人这个很不喜悦但 是英文圣经是根本 rebuked
And the word, they were very indignant they rebuked her saying,
为什么要这么浪费
why are they so angry why such a waste
但是对耶稣来说这是一件 beautiful thing 一件美事
but Jesus' response was this is a beautiful thing
他的爱他的伟大其实一瓶香膏能够表达的呢
the love of JesusThe greatness of Jesus can it be expressed by a single jar of fragrant oil.
就像刚才诗歌的整个宇宙给我，我说我要献给你，你都要 feel shame.
And as we were saying, hymn 69, if the whole realm of nature were mine, you were offered to the Lord, you would still feel shameful.
怎么好意思用这样一个小小的地球来献给耶稣？
And this offering is far too small.
但是在这里耶稣却说他所做的是一件 beautiful thing
But yet Jesus' reply was that what she has done is a beautiful thing
在神的眼中没有一件事情是太小的事情
In the eyes of the Lord Not a single thing that we do to him is too small
如果我们是出于对他真实的爱
If we did it out of a genuine love for him
每一件事情都叫他感动
Every single thing we do will move his heart
我知道很多人很喜欢唱一条歌叫深处我心对不对
And there's a particular song that many of you like is Deep in My Heart.
但是我在这里特别讲深处主心。
I want to particularly talk about the notion of us touching the depth of Jesus' heart.
这个都是太美的事情。
And these are all things that are very beautiful.
所以大诫命告诉我们要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
The great commandment tells us to love the Lord your God with all your strength, soul, and might.
神不在乎我们献什么，神在乎我们有没有尽心，是不是真心的爱他。
The Lord doesn't really care about to the extent of what we give, but do we really use the whole of our hearts as we give?
因为在神眼中都是美事。
Because in the eyes of the Lord, it's beautiful.
有一个十几岁的女儿听到爸爸在跟她的老朋友讲话。
And there's a teenage daughter, she heard her dad having a conversation with an old friend.
因为她爸爸年纪大了，头发一直掉，一直掉，跟我一样。
And her dad is coming to age, he keeps losing his hair.
所以那个旁边说你为什么不去 买个假发呢
So someone asked him, well, why don't you just go buy a wig?
他说假发会造成我皮肤敏感别人说必须要用真的头发做才比较好因为质量品质都比较好。
And some people have said that the wig, the synthetic hair, they will cause irritation. You need to actually use real hair that wouldn't cause irritation.
他女儿听到了她平常喜欢留短发的从那一天开始她留长发勤于洗头保养头发。
And her daughter, His daughter heard what her dad said. From that very day, she began to grow her hair. She actually liked her hair short, but she began to grow her hair. She began to take care of her hair.
爸爸妈妈都问她你怎么现在留长发了，她也不讲。
So mom and dad asked her, how come you started to grow long hair? And she didn't say anything.
等那长发够长了以后，她就干干净净的长发未复剪。
And as her hair was in full length,And she went and had her hair cut for her dad.
为他爸爸做了一个假发给他。
And then a wig was made from her hair for her dad.
然后我知道我儿子头发不可能长那么长哈。
I know that my sons, their hair will never be that long.
但是如果你是这个爸爸，你敢不敢动？
But if you were this father, would you be moved?
你会在乎他要读常春藤呢？
Would you care that they would go attend Ivy League school?
还是你更 prefer 他这样子的爱你？
Or would you prefer such a love, such an act of love towards you?
弟兄姊妹，这些事情都摸着主。
Brothers and sisters, these things touch the heart of the Lord.
我们买会所的时候，你知道我们收到的第一笔从外地寄来的奉献吗？是什么吗？
Brothers and sisters, I will testify that as we were purchasing this property, the veryfirst offering that we receive from outside, from afar.
我们办公室同工那天打开这个信封的时候，我们就聚在一起，我们祷告，我们感谢地接受这笔奉献。
And the office staff, when we received this offering, we got on our knees, and we thanked the Lord for what was sent.
从中国北方，我不要讲哪里了。
And it was from the northern area of China.
在蒙古那一带啊。
It's right around Mongolia.
一个人弄信封装了$120寄给我们，弄现金寄。
And someone had put $120 cash, US dollars, and put it in the envelope and sent it over.
当我们听见神的家要买会所的时候
，The news was that when they heard that the house of God is purchasing a property.
我多么希望能够有份于这件事。
I want to be a part of this offering.
大意是这样哈，他说，但是我没有钱。
But I really don't have a lot.
我把我几个月前结婚的时候，我爸爸送给我的金戒指拿去典当。
My father has given me a gold ring on our wedding day a few months ago. We sold that ring for this money.
借来给神的家，这是我唯一能做的。
We're sending it to God's house. This is all that we can do.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这样子的一种心跟行动，摸着神，感动人。
And brothers and sisters, these acts of love, they touch the heart of our Father in heaven, and it moves our hearts as well.
有一个德国来的德国留学生写信来，他说我穷学生没有钱。
And there's a brother from Germany. He says I'm a student here, and I really don't have a lot of money.
但是我为了神家的需要，我就搬的离学校远一点的地方，房租比较便宜，我把省下来的这个 difference 奉献给教会。
And because I find that there's a need or we need the funds here, he moved to a locale farther from school so he could save rent. And what he saved, he made it an offering to the church.
他本来离学校很近的，可能走路就可以到，现在搬到那么远，要搭车来，每天不方便。但是房租便宜的这些钱，他把它奉献出来。
And he could used to just walk to school.Now he would have to take buses. He would live farther from school. But the money he saved, he made it as an offering for the church.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在外面祝福，什么都有的时候，甚至我们在这里渴慕的是更多得着。
But just when we have all these blessings around us, and maybe it moves us to want to have greater blessings and much more things.
我不是说我们不能够有更多的得着，而是到底我们里面还有没有保存这一份单纯。真心对主的爱。
I'm not saying we cannot, we're not allowed to have greater blessings, but my question is, do we still have this pure and simple love for the Lord?
而且我常常说，这一瓶的香膏不是只有那个时候充满了整个房子。
And I want to say that the fragrance of this jar that was broken did not just fill that room at that time.
这瓶香膏已经香了2000年了，到今天还在香。
The fragrance of this jar that was broken continue on for 2,000 years to today.
这个香膏不是只有在那天小小的房子里面香，普天之下这一瓶香膏都在散发出它的香味来。
The fragrance is not confined just within that room, but is now has spread throughout the entire world.
多少人从玛利亚献香膏的这件事情，他们遇见了主的爱，他们被主的爱感动。
And so many people, as they came to the story, they are met with the love of the Lord. They are moved by such a love.
你说地上有哪一个牌子，不管法国做的、美国做的、英国做的、任何地方做的，有哪一瓶香膏可以香两千年还在香
？I want to ask you what fragrance that you could purchase that would still give off its fragrance after 2,000 years.
有哪一瓶香膏可以超越时空的香？
What perfume can surpass that element of time and in its effectiveness?
有哪一瓶香膏可以叫耶稣闻得这么喜乐，觉得是一件美事情？
What perfume would bring about such delight in the heart of Jesus that Jesus would say, "This is something that is beautiful"?
所以弟兄姊妹，不管你今天做什么，你奉献什么，你为主怎么样？你真的爱主，把自己交给神，你知道在主你眼中是多么美的一件事情。
Friends, it doesn't matter what you do, but if you do it wholeheartedly as a genuine love for the Lord, do you not realize how beautiful it is in the sight of God?
最后，主耶稣告诉我们。
Lastly, Jesus tells us.
他说：“你们在普天之下，无论在什么地方传这个福音，都要述说这个女人所做的，做个纪念。”
And Jesus says, "Surely I say to you."Wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
特别注意到啊 this gospel.
And the scripture made a very strong emphasis, speaking, Jesus saying, this gospel.
我常常讲福音它其实有两面的。
And I say the gospel has two sides.
第一面的福音是我们非常熟的，传福音，传福音，告诉人耶稣爱你。
The very first side of this gospel we're all familiar with, that we need to preach it, we need to tell people that Jesus, God loves you.
我们告诉别人信耶稣得永生，信耶稣我们可以享受神的祝福。
That when you believe in Jesus, you will have eternal life, you will have blessing from above.
好像我们的福音都是在这里讲，让人得，让人得，让人得。
And as if our gospel is letting people know that you will gain.
但是在忘记的福音还有它另外一面的。
But we forget this other side of the gospel.
就是我们这样子的罪人，这样子不配的人，居然可以把自己献给神，叫神喜乐。
That we who are sinners, who are so unworthy, we can actually offer ourselves to God that He would take delight in it.
宇宙的主宰居然会悦纳，会为了我们的奉献而高兴。
And the author of the entire universe would take delight in our offering to Him.
我们居然可以过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
We can actually live a life that is pleasing to Him.
哦，这是一件多大的事情啊！
And brothers and sisters, this is something that is so immense.
今天很多人很有钱，愿意行善事，帮助孤儿，帮助穷人，帮助这个。
A lot of people have enough wealth that they want to help the orphans. They want to help those who are in need.
给他们很多的恩典，很多的帮助，这种人已经太了不起了。
To give them grace, to give them blessings, and these people, they are very, very great in themselves.
但是他不见得会跟这些人建立个别的关系，也不见得会因为他们的表现，心里面有什么反应的。
But this person may not be able to cultivate any personal relationship with the people that they help, or what they would do that would really have a significant influence to his heart.
所以我们今天传福音，不光告诉别人，你可以在神的面前得到救恩，得到祝福。
And when we share the gospel, we tell people that you can receive salvation, you can receive the blessings of the Lord.
我们也可以告诉别人福音的另外一面，神是跟我们有关系的神。
And we can also tell them the other side of this good news is that the God whom we believe in has a relationship with us.
他爱我们，在乎我们到一个地步，我们可以来满足他。
He loves us, He cares for us so much that what we do matters to Him.
我们可以借着奉献，借着献祭，我们来满足他。
Through our offerings, through our sacrifices, we can actually please Him.
弟兄姊妹，这是福音的另外一面。
Brothers, this is the other side of this gospel.
在我结束的时候，用一个故事来结束。
And as I conclude on the story.
也是施布真的教会有一个弟兄。
Brother Spurgeon, there's a brother in his church.
他是做宰牛的屠夫。
He is a butcher.
他常常在那里切肉杀牛
And again, he butchers for his life. He would kill cows.
家里面很穷，还没受过什么教育。
And he lives in a very impoverished family. He doesn't have much education.
可是当他听了福音以后，他就很感动，很喜欢传福音。
And after he heard the gospel, he was very moved, and he loved sharing the gospel.
所以他就来报名施布真办的这个牧者学院，像个神学院，有点像博训一样。
So he registered to this training curriculum that Brother Spurgeon has set up in the church, kind of like our CTC training center.
别人就挑战他说，这个没受过教育的，这个一个屠夫，你叫他上神学院干嘛？
And somebody had challenged Brother Spurgeon to say, this person, this butcher, he's never been educated. Why would you accept him as a student?
师父真说，神在乎的不是这些。
And Brother Spurgeon says, God does not care about these things.
他说，我珍惜他的是他里面那个爱灵魂、传福音的迫切。
What I treasure is the fervency of his love for lost souls, that he wants to share the good news.
所以他传福音很特别。
So it's very he shares the good news in a very unique way.
他在教会门口摆一个那个肉摊子。
So right at the entrance of the church, he would lay out his shop, his display of butcher meat.
他就这样一面切肉，一面告诉别人神的话能够深入人心、剖析人心。
And as he was butchering the meat, he says the word of God is like a is like a sharp edged sword that it can penetrate to the soul and the mind.
他可以说神所有的工作是为了把祝福给我们，所以他就把肉给别人。
As all the blessings of the Lord is for this, all the works of God is so that we would be blessed. So he would butcher these meats and give them as gifts.
他用一个很特别的方法，但是呢，在这里一直要把基督的爱、把救恩传给别人。
He used a very unique way to share the good news, but his fervency, his delight was to give the good news to people.
所以他25岁的时候
，So at the age of 25,
神学院读完了。
He finished this training.
他刚开始操练讲道的时候
，And when he just started to preach,
师父真坐在底下听他讲。
Brother Spurgeon was sitting right in the front row listening to him.
他紧张死了，这个师父真被称为讲坛王子啊。
And he was so the guy.I was so nervous because Brother Spurgeon, he's dubbed the prince of preachers.
他讲完以后就跟师父真说，他说我不敢当传道人。
And after he was done, he said to Brother Spurgeon that I don't want to be a preacher.
他说我完全没有这个恩赐能力跟知识。
He said I don't have the gifting, I don't have the knowledge, I don't know what I'm doing.
师父真对他说。
And Brother Spurgeon said to him,
今天你所传的福音是很多饱学知识传不出来的。
And the gospel that you share today.Or it's the gospel that many of those who have been studying the gospel for many years that they could not preach.
师父真问他说，你看过一个六尺长的蟋蟀吗？
And have you seen a lizard that is 6 feet long?
他听不懂啊。
He did not understand.
他说你讲六尺长的蟋蟀是什么？
He said, what is a 6 feet long lizard?
他说你不是六尺高吗？
He said, aren't you 6 feet tall?
当你小胆的像个蟋蟀的时候，人家就看不起你。
And when you are fearful like a lizard, then they won't esteem you. People won't want to listen to you. By the power of God, preach, brother.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道这个弟兄，他后来师父真打发他出去开工，建立一个教会。
So this particular brother, Brother Spurgeon, sent him out to start another church.
他很快
plant another church.
五六百个人，过了几年，一千多个人。后来他的教会一天有三堂聚会，每一堂2000个人。
Start and then very quickly 500 to 600 to 1,000, and then their services extended to 3 services a day, about 2,000 people per service.
一个在人间被别人似乎看不起的屠夫
and someone who is a butcher that no one really esteemed very highly of him.
但是他就是爱耶稣，把自己交给耶稣。
But he loved Jesus. He gave himself to Jesus.
不仅仅是一件美事。
Not only is this something beautiful,
this香膏一辈子香。
This fragrance, this anointing oil,
这个福音我也希望能够传遍天下，告诉人耶稣不光爱我们，我们可以来爱耶稣。
How we pray that this gospel would be preached. Not only does Jesus love the whole world, but we can love Him.
虽然耶稣的十二个门徒有一个人为了那么一点点钱把耶稣给卖了。
Yes, of His 12 disciples, one sold Him for such small amount of money.
但是其他的十一个使徒舍身忘死的为耶稣做见证。
But the other remaining disciples, they yielded their lives for the sake of the gospel.
教会历史告诉我们，几乎全部除了约翰以外，都是为主殉道的。
The church history tells us, aside from Apostle John, every single one of them was martyr for the Lord.
用他有限的年日都来爱耶稣。
With the days that they have that were so limited, they loved Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道今天主对你说的什么。
I don't know what the Lord said to you today.
我再要说，所有的机会在时间里面。
I want to say to you again, all of our chance, all of our opportunities reside within time.
时间过去了，机会就过去了。
Once time has passed, these opportunities has passed.
不要想到等到你从难处中走出来再爱耶稣。
Do not ever think that as I come out of my difficulties, then I will love Jesus.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站 收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。